So I'm going to try to speak it both in English and Arabic, so that if there is anyone who just like does not understand Arabic, I know most of people speak English, taban, so we'll try to do it quickly in both languages. So today we're supposed to talk, to continue talking about, meditating about the Virgin Mary. And today's thread is Mary, the preaching of Moses, and the honor of Samuel. And really the core of the talk is going to be about the word of God in the life of his children. So we all know that, like, I don't need to say that Mary was an exemplary icon for how life should be, how Christian life should be. Even before she bore Jesus Christ in her womb, she lived a life that is an exemplary life to every one of us. At the gates of the Old Testament, Moses came and had a tablet that had the word of God written by his finger. And then at the gates of the New Testament comes Mary, this time not with a tablet, but having the word of God himself in her womb. What a beautiful icon. بنقول إن مريم بشارة موسى. عارفين إن في العهد القديم موسى نزل من على الجبل ومعاه التابلت مكتوب بأصبع ربنا, مكتوب الوصايا العشر, كلمة الله. لكن في العهد الجديد تيجي مريم تجيب لنا كلمة الله مش على شكل حروف مكتوبة على تابلت, لكن تجيب لنا الكلمة متجسد, كلمة الله متجسد, جه يعيش وسطينا, نتعلم منه ونتفرج عليه. Also, we say that Mary is the honor of Samuel. We all know that Samuel has anointed David as a king, and from the seed of David came Jesus. So what an honor to Samuel. I want to spend more time talking about the word of God in our life. عايز أقضي أكتر الوقت أتكلم على كلمة ربنا في حياتنا ومفعولها في حياتنا. To address that, I'm going to speak about 5 points. How should we define the word of God? And the second point is, why does man need the word of God? Number three, what is man's attitude towards the word of God? And number four, why do we struggle with the word of God? And last, what is the effect of the word of God in my life? My talk, الكلمة هتتلخص في 5 نقط. احنا كلمة الله في حياتنا بنبص لها ازاي او بنعرفها بانها ايه. اتنين, ليه الانسان محتاج كلمة ربنا. نمرة 3, موقف الانسان من كلمة ربنا. نمرة 4, احنا ليه دايما بنتعب مع كلمة ربنا وبنتعصر فيها. وآخر حاجة هي إيه مفعول كلمة ربنا في حياتي. The first point, when let's go back and when man was expelled from paradise, when Adam was expelled from paradise, he could not be in the presence of God anymore. The Bible says that when he sinned, he was hiding. Hiding means that he used to be in the presence of God. He used to see God. But because of the sin, he could not be in the presence of God anymore. It's done. So the word of God continued to be the link that we need so that we're not disconnected 100% from God. This is very important. برغم أن الإنسان حرم من وجوده مع الله بعد سقوطه في الخطية, لكن فضلت كلمة ربنا هي الحلقة اللي بتربطنا بربنا لغاية لما نتقابل معاه تاني في أورشليم السمائية. الكلام ده مهم جدا. So the word of God is nothing but me in constant presence of God when I am around the word of God. كل مرة بيبقى الإنسان حوالين كلمة ربنا هو في وجود وفي حضرة الله باستمرار. This is very crucial, guys, because the word of God will reach us. You can hear the word of God. You come to church, you hear the gospel, that's the word of God. You hear Abuna preaching, that's the word of God. This is by hearing. You can see the word of God when you can read it, right? Don't forget that the word of God, we also hear it internally, right? When God speaks, or the Holy Spirit speaks to us, you're listening to the word of God. More beautiful than that, you can see the word of God in the life of some people around us. Some people don't know how to preach, however they preach with their lives, how the way they live, they became like the icon, St. Mary. They became like, you know, an embodied word of God. So the word of God means presence, my presence with God. Every time لو فكرنا إن كلمة الله هي وجودي في حضرة الله يمكن نظرتنا لكلمة الله هتختلف. يمكن لما حسمع كلمة الله هقف بانتباه أكتر. يمكن وأنا بقرأ كلمة ربنا هديها اهتمام أكتر. يمكن لما هبص للإنسان اللي قدامي ودور فيه على كلمة ربنا هحترمه أكتر وهبطل إن أنا يعني أفكر فيه بطريقة نيجاتيف. فنفكر إن كلمة الله هي حضرة ووجود مع الله. وبالتالي كل ما بقرب من كلمة ربنا وكل ما بجري علشان أشوف كلمة ربنا أنا بدور على ربنا في حياتي. It's fair to say that God has made himself available, to be honest with you, 24/7. إحنا عندنا حتى في الطب الدكتور ما يقدرش إن هو يشتغل 24/7 على طول برغم إن هي شغلتنا إن إحنا نساعد الناس بس you can. بس ربنا God is available 24/7 for people through his word but without forcing himself and without coercion. ربنا ما بيغصبش نفسه على أي حد. So if this is God, did you make yourself available to God 24/7? That's the question everyone has to ask himself or herself. I want to tell you one important thing. In living away from God means I choose to live in a void. This is important. You know, guys, light, you can take a ray of light and you can analyze it. We can see the colors of the rainbow in a ray of light, right? But darkness is not an entity like light. You cannot analyze darkness. Darkness is simply the absence of light. Darkness does not exist. Darkness means no light. That's it. احنا نقدر ناخد شعاع شمس ونحلله ونقدر نقيس درجة ضيائه ودرجة حرارته لكن ما نقدرش نعمل كده مع الظلمة. ليه؟ لأن الظلمة ملهاش وجود. الظلمة ملهاش وجود. الظلمة هي عدم وجود النور. That's it. لو الإنسان اختار ان هو يعيش بعيد عن ربنا هو عايش في فراغ برغم ان احنا عايشين في عالم مادي وكل حاجة لكن ده فراغ ده سراب. There is a huge paradox. There is a huge paradox. We are supposed to believe in a spiritual world that we cannot physically touch. And the physical world in which we live, we're supposed to look at it as an illusion, as mirage. This is very difficult. المفروض مننا احنا كأولاد نور نؤمن بسمائيات مش شايفينها ولا لمسينها بأيدينا مش فيزيكال مش مادية والعالم المادي اللي احنا عايشين فيه ولمسينه ده سراب. Very difficult. Very difficult. وعشان كده ناس كتير بتتعصر في الإيمان. Without the word of God, without being close to God 24/7, this is going to be very difficult to accomplish. So, why does man need the word of God? ليه الإنسان محتاج كلمة ربنا؟ By now, I'm sure everyone knows what internet is. Even if we are old school or older people, we know what internet is. Imagine now, I'm going to go buy a brand new laptop, an expensive one, And because I don't want this laptop to be infected by a virus, I will decide not to hook it to internet. I will just like use the laptop just without internet. I can guarantee you that after maybe 5 days, I want to throw it away. Right? Right? Like, you know, it's going to be very limited in what it does. لو اشتريت لابتوب وعشان خايف ان هو يجيله فيروسز وسباي ويرز فتقول انا مش هوصله بالانترنت بعد كام يوم هتلاقي نفسك استعمالاتك ليه very limited مش هتبقى عارف انك انت هتتخنق منه right God could have created man the same way like kept him in a closed space so that he does not get exposed to any evil. But God, in his true and endless love, he did not do that to us. He created man with a free will. With a free will, right? ربنا لما خلق الإنسان خلقه كان ممكن إن هو يبرمجه أو ممكن إن هو يعزله عن الشر لكن ده ما كانش هيبقى حب. ده كأنه ربنا عامل روبوت وأطلقه. ولا كان ربنا هيتلذذ بالروبوت ده ولا الروبوت ده كان هيبقى ليه مشاعر يتلذذ بربنا. So عشان كده just God gave us his word. Even though we are separated from God right now, God gave us this medicine, this word of God, because he knows that we are going to be affected by the evil. So when you use your laptop, you need what we call an antivirus, right? To clean your laptop and keep it working well. Today I was working in the front yard and I was cleaning some weeds. And then, you know, I spent like maybe 10 minutes working and then like my hands were dirty. I did not wear a glove. And then like to get all the dirt from under my nails, I spent maybe like 5 minutes cleaning. And then like I heard a voice inside of me saying like, next time wear a glove. That's it. That's simple. Okay? This is the same thing. Without the word of God, من غير كلمة ربنا, بنطلع في العالم دهوت بنتلوث. وبناخد خطايا كلمة ربنا هي اللي بتحمينا. That's the word of God. Not only that. Actually, after I finished working, I looked at my front yard, and because I removed lots of weeds, I felt that it looks more beautiful, right? So, beware that the word of God not only it protects us; it doesn't protect us only as the only job. No, it also sanctifies the word around you. It makes the word around us a beautiful word. لما بصيت على الفرونت يارد ولقيت ان المنظر بقى اجمل من غير الويدز لقيت ان بالظبط كده احنا لما بنبقى محميين بكلمه ربنا مش بس بتحافظ على نظافتنا ونقائنا الداخلي لكن في الحقيقه احنا بنجمل العالم الشرير اللي حوالينا كمان. So this is why man needs the word of God. النقطة الثالثة, the attitude of man towards the word of God. I'm going to summarize the attitude of man in 3 points. First one is indifference. Number two, skepticism. And number three, submission. This is very important. The first stage, it's a stage where people say, the word of God is not for me. Thank you, that's not for me. Complete rejection. الموقف اللي ممكن ناخده من كلمة ربنا أول واحد رفض تام والعالم حوالينا والإلحاد ده موقفه والناس كانت صراحة قال لك ربنا ده مش ما توجعش دماغي ده مش لي. Is there a struggle in this phase? Absolutely yes. There is a struggle. Why? I see it every day in my work. People who killed their spirituality, they are living in a void. And there is nothing but an anxiety and, like, you know, depression that fills them, unfortunately. الإنسان قفل الباب على كل الاسبيريتشواليتي وعلاقته بربنا عايش في فراغ للأسف ما بيملهوش إلا يعني بنلاقي في الآخر كل الأمراض النفسية والتعب النفسي والاكتئاب والستريسز وكده. The second stage is skepticism and partial acceptance. Be careful of what I'm going to say because you might find yourself in this. Actually, most of us live in this stage. The second one is a skepticism. I'm skeptical towards the word of God. Like, maybe, you know what? I believe, but not 100%, because it might be too good to be true. So this is what we call skepticism. الشك يعني أنا شاكك في يعني هو كلام حلو قوي بس لما تيجي تقول لي دول نقلوا جبل المقطم أقول لك أوكي جبل اتشال وتحط يعني بعيدة شوية أو أقول لك ده العذراء ظهرت الناس المحظوظين اللي شافوا العذراء فعلا يعني they are it's beautiful right so this is the second skepticism or it could be partial acceptance قبول جزئي لكلمة ربنا why you know why because it interferes with my desires. I have desires. And then the word of God is going to be just like poking my conscience and like, you know, stop doing this. You should not be doing that, right? So to be honest with you, I'm going to be just like, you know, one foot here, one foot there. الحاجة التانية اللي بتخلينا نبقى في قبول partial لكلمة ربنا إنها بتتعارض مع الرغبات بتاعتي أنا لسه ما زلت فيها جزء عالمي وعندي طلبات عالمية فبالتالي كلمة ربنا بتيجي بتوخز ضميري فأنا بصراحة مش يعني إيه ببقى إيه زي اللي رقص على السلم كده رجل جوه ورجل بره وللأسف هنلاقي ناس كتير قوي يعني هنلاقي servants وهنلاقي ناس عندها knowledge رهيب بالكتاب المقدس I have the means to impress other people بس the word of God still did not do its effect in me. So indifference, the first stage, second stage, only skepticism and partial acceptance. The third one, this is the one where the word of God is going to do miracles in our life. The third stage starts with a submission. So submission يعني خضوع. تمام؟ المرحلة الثالثة علاقتي بكلمة ربنا لازم تبتدي بالخضوع الخضوع الفكري الأول when Saint Mary was Gabriel announced to her that she's gonna have a baby what was the first thing she said how could that be and I don't know a man أول حاجة مريم نطقت بيها قالت كيف يكون هذا وأنا لا أعرف رجل ده العقل بيتكلم okay the second thing was after the angels talked to her she kind of embraced all what he said and what did she say behold the maidservant of the Lord let it be to me according to your word بعد ما عدينا مرحلة الفكر رحنا بعد كده المرحلة تانية مهمة جدا سمعت كلام الملاك وقالت له هوذا أنا أمة الرب فليكن لك قولك ابتدت أن هي انفعلتها كمان تستحوذ وتقبل اللي حصل يبقى أول حاجة قبلت خضعت خضوع عقلي تاني حاجة كل انفعلتها قبلت الكلمة and number three her power and her will executed the order The gospel says that when the angel departed from her, now Mary arose in those days and she went to the hill country of Judah to see Elizabeth, right? So قامت وابتدت تحقق اللي بيحصل. اللي عايز أقوله إن for the miracle of the word of God to happen in our life, we have to start with submission. This is what happened to Abraham. Abraham, God told him things that do not make any sense. And then he executed them. Before he thinks, before he just like starts to worry, before he negotiates with God, he executed it. So he submitted to God, and then he executed what God told him. We see in the Bible... the Bible says وقام إبراهيم في الحال وبكر إبراهيم وركض إبراهيم this is to show you that not only he submitted his intelligence and his knowledge and everything to God but he also executed نفذ even when things do not make any sense. So why do we struggle? رابع نقطة, why do we struggle with the Word of God? We know that our brain has a part, we call it the rational brain, and then we have another part, we call it the emotional brain, and then we have the willpower. I'll give you the secret of what does it mean when you say, I love God from all my heart. Do you know what does it mean when you say, I love God from all my heart? It means three things are aligned. Three things are aligned. They are going into one direction. One direction. Your rational brain, your emotional brain, and your will and power. If the three are going into one direction, this is what God needs to start his miracle in you. كلمة ربنا بنتعصر فيها لأن إحنا محتاجين ثلاث حاجات يمشوا مع بعض عشان ما نخدعش نفسنا. ثلاث حاجات يمشوا مع بعض. أول حاجة فكري ده أخضعه وأحطه, يعني أدوس عليه كده, وذكائي ده أحطه لربنا. حاضر يا رب, أنا مش فاهم أنت بتعمل كده ليه, بس I will do that. أول حاجة. تاني حاجة عواطفي ومشاعري توافق وتحب اللي بيحصل حتى لو كان مش لذيذ. وتالت حاجة الطاقة اللي عندي تتحرك في نفس اللاين وأقوم وامشي وأقوم وامشي. التلاتة دول لو اتحطوا في one line, هنا كلمة ربنا بتعمل معجزة في حياتنا. حوريكو فيديو هياخد دقيقة. الفيديو ده هو بصراحة يعني عن تخيلوا ان هي دي كلنا شايفين دي بذرة ترمت في الأرض, right؟ شايفين ايه اللي بيحصل دلوقتي؟ طبعا احنا بنحط كاميرات عشان نصور الحاجات دي, بتاخد ممكن ايام, لكن هنتفرج عليها في دقيقه واحده. اوكي سو الفيديو ده شفنا فيه حاجتين, شفنا فيه البذره وشفنا فيه الارض. البذره دي هي كلمه ربنا. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. And imagine the soil around it, that's you and me. This is us. So the word of God comes to me and it's supposed to do the same thing. It's not supposed to stay as a seed. خلوا بالكم. The word of God when it comes to our life, it's not supposed to leave the way it came. يبقى احنا بنضيع وقتنا هنا. It's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to do two things actually. نرجع تاني هنا في ثمرة, right? But what's in the soil? There is another part in the soil that's hidden too, right? Roots, right? Roots. كلمة ربنا, the word of God is gonna do two things in us. First of all, it will take care of me. It will take care of me. This is the roots. This is what will guarantee that this seed will survive no matter what. And then the second stage, it will bring fruits, right? So the word of God, all what it needs from the soil, it needs good interaction with the soil. Because if the soil does not give the word of God what it needs, it will die. It's not going to bring forth anything, right? So all what God wants from us, as I said, like Abraham did, like Saint Mary did, submission. And you embrace the word of God. And number three, your will and your power walk all together in one line. This is what will give the optimum environment for this seed to germinate. So the word of God will send roots. And these roots will help me as a faithful person before it starts to show the fruits and people start to see the fruits in me. The Word of God will shed light that will always remind us that God is holy and me as a human being, I'm miserable away from him. So this will always remind me to humble myself, right? كلمة ربنا دايما بتورينا الفرق الشاسع ما بين عظمة ربنا وحنانه وارتفاعه وحقارة الإنسان لما بيبقى عايش بعيد عن ربنا. كلمة ربنا دايما تنبهنا بالحاجات دي. تبص تلاقي الإنسان بتاع ربنا إنسان متواضع. ليه؟ لأن كلمة ربنا دايما مفكرة بالحاجات دي. كلمة ربنا بتفكرنا بوعود ربنا. The word of God always reminds us of God's promises, right? So no matter what difficulty I'm going through in my life, I am peaceful, right? So كلمة ربنا بتفكرنا بقد إيه ربنا قوي وصرمدي. فمهما عانيت ومهما تعبت ومهما عديت في تجارب في سلام داخلي. في سلام داخلي. مش عايز أطول, but the last thing is this seed, not only it will work on my inner life and guarantee that I will be in God's hands till I meet again with him in the heavenly Jerusalem, but it will also, the second stage, it will start bringing forth fruits. Fruits. Love, joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering, right? And the last one of the nine fruit, we say faith, right? Here, you're going to find that it's completely different. The love that the Word of God has given to me is a completely different type of love. It's not anymore the love that I am struggling with. I'm trying to love everyone here, but sometimes, you know what, just like some people annoy me, and then, like, you know, my love is not, or my patience is not the best, or my faith sometimes is shaken. المرحلة الثانية لما كلمة ربنا بتعمل المعجزة في حياة الإنسان بتجيب ثمر الروح. ثمر الروح ده معناته إيه بقى؟ الفرح, سلام, محبة, فرح, سلام, ونقول بقى طول أنا وتعفف ولطف لغاية لما نوصل للإيمان. هنبص نلاقي إن الحب هو لا شيء إلا حب ربنا. حب ربنا بيعدي فيا كده ويغمر الناس كلها. حب من نوع جديد. تبص تلاقي الناس تقوم على بعضها, الناس تشتمني, الناس مش عارف ايه, انا ما زلت بحب. تبص تلاقي الانسان عنده سلام غير عادي. الناس يحصل اللي يحصل وهو عنده سلام غير عادي, غير السلام بتاعنا اللي هو قائم على اوه انا نجحت وجبت مجموع ولا جبت عربيه جديده ولا انا عايش في سلام, الحاجات دي اتاخدت مني, كل السلام بتاعي انهار وراح وهكذا. تبص تلاقي كل اللطف اللي عندي ده لطف ما مش هيزعزعه اي حاجه. الايمان اللي عندي, الايمان ده مش حاجه من انتاجي بقى انا بقاوح عشان ايماني يبقى قوي ولا هصدق, ده ايمان نشكر ربنا. What I maybe forgot to tell you is that this word of God, because it knows how difficult the word and how wicked the world around is, it comes with a gift called the grace of God. البذرة دي وهي بتبتدي ان هي يعني تفرع كده وتجيب جذور واسمار, عشان ربنا عارف ان حياتنا ضعيفة وعارف ان احنا في حاجة اسمها نعمة ربنا. نعمة ربنا, ربنا يعني هو بس مش مستني منك زي ما قلت لكم كلمة السر النهاردة, خضوع. خضوع وطاعة ربنا. لو الانسان اطاع وخضع لربنا, كلمة ربنا البذرة دي هتعمل كل المعجزة. وهتبص تلاقي ساعتها حتى إيمان الناس, في ناس إيمانها قوي جدا. أنت هو ده مش إيمان بشري على فكرة, ده إيمان برضو ناتج من the word of God. So may God give us all to learn how to submit, because this is the most difficult thing. This is the most difficult thing. But this is the key. If we understand that, everything is gonna go smooth after this. If we don't, we are still in this second stage of skepticism and partial acceptance where I am struggling. And as I said, struggle happens in the first stage for people who rejected God, and struggle also happens in the second stage when people are regla goa or regla barra. We are still struggling. The peace of God only happens in the third stage.
Amen, alleluia, doxa patri, keio, ke, agi, obneuma, tiken, in, ke, ai, eon, aston, eon, on, amin, ten, oshe, volingo, emos, je, open, shoi, monia, irin, te, fes, monema, u, eme, fiaro, es, monia, siti. Smopi Christus finnoti Elahna Salah Muhammad al-Bashar Ya man anta ta'mal kull shay' la'ajl khalas nafusna tazra' wa tarwi wa tata'ahad wa tunqi wa tasbir muntadhiran al-thamar a'tina rabbi أن نكون أهلا لهذه الرعاية وهذا الحب وهذا الاهتمام يا ربنا يسوع المسيح. سمر خوفك في لحمنا وازرع كلمتك جوه قلبنا واجعل قلبنا نقي لكي يقبل الكلمة بفرح ويثمر 30 و60 و100. بارك فيما سمعنا وبارك في المتكلم واعطي لروحك القدوس أن يكون قوي التأثير في قلوبنا لكي لا نسمع فقط بل نسمع ونعمل غير خادعين لأنفسنا. شفعت أم النور الطاهرة القديسة مريم أعظم من سلمت حياتها ومستقبلها وسمعتها وكل ما لها في يديك فاستحقت أن تكون أعظم المخلوقين على وجه الإطلاق. أعطينا بشفاعتها وصلوات القديس الأنبويصة تلميذ الأنبشن رئيس المتوحدين والقديسة يوليطة تكون معنا أمين. اسمعنا من أقول لك بالشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات يتقدس اسمه. حبة الله لا يبدأ بالكل ونعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ونخلص المسيح شركة موهبة عطية روح قدس تكون معكم وتكون فيكم. من أراد أن يمضي فليمضي بالسلام. سلام بالرب يكون معكم. احنا صلينا صلاة نص الليل في أثناء العزة وفي دلوقتي تسبحة نص الليل نبتديها على طول. بس أفكر حضراتكم أن القداس بيبتدي 8:15 مش 8 عشان خلص في حدود الساعة 11. تعرفين احنا بنحب نظبط موعدنا. فرحانين بوجود قدسابونا ميخائيل سمير. طبعا كلنا رجلنا يعني رئنا كده على طول اول ما شفناه قلنا بس هنسمع. لكن هو بقى يعني فضل الدكتور سمير يتكلم النهارده. ربنا يبارك في كل كلمه. هيكون معنا ان شاء الله في القداس بكره والثلاث ايام اللي جايين حد واثنين وثلاث. نراد ان يمضي فليمضي بالسلام. سلام الرب يكون معكم. امين.